This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Ever binge-watched a show until you felt sick? If so, there's a word for that. Showverdose. Ever heard somebody recount a chance encounter with a celebrity? That is called a fanecdote. As the author of the column That Should Be a Word, which was featured in the now-defunct New York Times one-page magazine, author Lizzie Skernick gave our unarticulated thoughts a name. Now her neologisms have been collected in a would-be dictionary of the same. That should be a word. And Lizzie, it's a pleasure to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, all true. I guess you could coin a phrase for that kind of thing. Do you do that all the time?
A wintroduction?
You're a font. You once wrote that the neologism is the souffle of the linguistic world. Now, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I think I meant that it was very difficult to cook correctly, but when you did, it was delightfully light.
Yeah, I guess it's easy to fail or not quite get the recipe right in creating a new word. How do you do it?
You know, honestly, my brain does it really automatically. I've always rhymed ever since I was a little girl. I used to hand in my book reports in metered verse, and I really couldn't help it.
Did you have any friends at school, Lizzie?
I went to a very unique public school, and so we were all weird. I think I had friends. Now I'm not sure. My best friend and I in college used to speak a kind of Cockney to each other, and you know, I do still sort of speak that with my son. You know, I call him Coffee and Scream sometimes. And it also comes from, I guess, the fact that I like to make puns. But it's really, you know, some people have a sort of a natural knack for rhyming, and I just must be one of them.
But you find a lot of inspiration for new words from our culture's online habits, including there's a whole slate of words that stem from Google. For example, Rugal, that's regret of a search. A hoogle, which is looking up a person online. A trugle, to use a search engine to resolve a factual dispute. Others
yes.
in that vein?
Oh, lugle was, because I was pregnant when I wrote that one, and that was to use search engines to find bathrooms. that was really my favorite. I'm not sure it made it into the book. But yeah, and trugle, I was so shocked that trugle was not a word because so many men have done that to me, and it just always ends the date right away.
Oh, you mean that they'll be verifying something that you say to resolve a factual dispute?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, if I say like, oh, Warren Beatty was in Splendor in the Grass. Say, no, he wasn't. What are you talking about? And it's like, I don't know. I've only seen it 18 times, but I guess I'm wrong.
There are some other digitally inspired words that really hit home for me. Chorespondence, mail that you don't want to deal with. What are some of the other ones that come to mind for you?
Well, my favorite, which is actually the first word I thought up and then one of the last words I thought up, I love smearch, S-M-E-A-R-C-H.
Which means?
To look up someone to find bad stuff about them, which I do all the time. It's like when you go through Facebook looking through an old enemy's photos to see if they're old and ugly. And I also have recently come to really like fidgetal. And I thought fidgetal, you know, which means to constantly be checking your devices, must be a word that already existed, but it did not. And maybe it just didn't because this is just all so new. I mean, I was just thinking of how in college I had always joked with my friend that I would buy a computer once you could sort of fold them up and put them in your pocket. That's when I would buy a computer. And, of course, that happened. You know, I was thinking I could hold out for the rest of my life. You know, now if you showed us a picture of ourselves from 5 years ago, we would just not recognize these people walking around stroking these little screens.
And we're people who make our lives public online. That's where sharanoia comes in, fear of what people are thinking of your posts.
Yes.
Another one I've experienced, took a bit myself, flagony, guilt over unanswered important emails.
Yes. That is, although I really need to think of a, that was sort of an old school one, because in Outlook, you still flag, but in Google, you star. And I think actually some kids might not even recognize that, because they'd be like, flag. What does that do with emails? We star it.
Wow, it's moving so, so quickly.
I know.
Well, when you create these words, do you ever try, make an effort to, you know, kind of subtly insert them into conversation?
No, I never do. I think I should, but I just never do. I guess to me it would be like subtly trying to hand my book to someone during conversation. Like, you know, what I more try to do during conversation is listen and see if something interesting comes up, you know, either from the way people are talking or, you know, I think I have I was childless when I started the book, and then by the end of the book I had a bouncing baby boy. And so at both ends of the spectrum, brattle was very important to me, because mm-hmm. at first I was having to duck. You know, brattle is to talk about your children often at length. And I used to just be running around out of the party trying to find a smoke when people started brattling. And now, of course, I'm just joining the group immediately and dominating it, you know, with whatever, you know, word my son has mastered that month.
I'm speaking with Lizzie Skernick. She's author of That Should Be a Word. It's a language lover's guide to chorgasms, povertunity, brattling, and other much-needed terms for the modern world. Well, you just explained brattling, but I'm really curious about chorgasms.
Oh, okay. Chorgasms are so weird. You know, I didn't realize that word is actually an Urban Dictionary meaning something that I did not mean. It's in Urban Dictionary, I think, to mean the feeling of satisfaction and completion you get when you finish your chores. And I never get that. I'm just exhausted. But what I meant it as is, you know, when you're in a relationship that's starting to fizzle, you know, you can be enjoying the act of love. But, you know, it takes a little work to get to the end. And I think we have all recognized the feeling of a chorgasm.
Wow, way to take that frown. Turn it upside down.
I know.
Well, you mentioned brattling, talking endlessly, prattling on about your children. There's a whole section of the book that's bornography, and a noun that means the vast media content about child rearing. A lot of words needed for modern parenting. What are some of them?
My sister-in-law's sister is training to be a midwife, and she's very into natural birth. So for her, I made up birthy, which is, you know, to really love sort of the natural act of childbearing and pregnancy. And I actually have – I wrote a new one recently, which I hope will go in the sequel, which is called Bond Descend. Which is to suggest that, you know, any bonds outside of family, you know, are not as important. You know, when people say like, oh, you'll understand if you have children, or you'll never love anyone as much as you love your child. And I have been bond descended to, and now I just bond descend to people constantly. So I needed a word for it.
Well, you're already planning a second book. Do you like have to have reams of paper with you all the time and you're always jotting them down?
Yes. Oh, I'm constantly writing them down. You know, I thought that when I finished the book, because I wrote 150 new words for the book also, and I thought, oh, this is going to, you know, and when my editor called me to say that the one-page magazine was ending, I was like, oh, thank God, I can't do these anymore, at which point I immediately started to do a word a day. Instead of a word a week. So I've, you know, this I think this talent is just going to have to run itself into the ground.
Well, I'm especially fond of a lot of the words around food habits. You know, we're in a foodie universe. One that really resonated for me is stressipe, a dish that's more trouble to cook than it's worth. Oh, how often have I entered into that relationship?
Well, that was one – that was actually a Facebook request from – because a lot of these words are people's request. You know, I never cook. My stress recipe is to go buy a $3 thing at the corner store. But my old high school friend Rob is one of those people who makes very complicated meals. And he said, you know, what's the word for a meal that takes forever to prepare and is eaten in 2 seconds? And I actually have yet to find a word exactly for that. But this word came up, you know, in the meantime.
So you'll do words to order. People will say, I really need a word for this. And then you'll bash it out.
Oh, that's all I ever do. You know, yesterday, what did I think of? Bill Tipper, the editor of the Barnes & Noble Review, asked if I could make a funny word about pants during our interview. So I said pantsy, which is desperate to take off your trousers at the end of the day. And then
I can see that for bras.
Speak of the devil. Jennifer Weiner on Twitter immediately asked for one about bras. She suggested breasterate, like desperate, but I'm saying it wrong. I thought I would do double despair, which is when you don't know when you're going to be able to take your bra off. Oh, and my favorite one was from Amy Brill. And she went, hers was the feeling of being able to take your bra off finally, which was bra.
Are there any words that you've created that you're especially gratified to have been picked up by others, you know, or at large?
You know, I don't think anything I've done has been picked up at large. I'm always, I guess Fidgetal was sort of picked up right away, because when I did that, there were these like 4 blog posts about it the next day, which, you know, is a lot for just a word, I guess. But I love Skinjecture, which was inspired by the Real Housewives franchise, and it's to speculate whether or not someone has had plastic surgery. And that was one of my – I love the ones that have a lot of words inside them, because, you know, that has skin, inject, conjecture, and sure.
I'm so gratified that I can add so many new words to my vocabulary. I really appreciate it. Lizzie, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Lizzie Skernick, she's author of That Should Be a Word. And you can find out more about her work and suggest your own neologisms for the modern world at wordofmouthradio.org. We'll be right back.